Chapter 4. Mrs. White's Idea. One night, Mr. White woke in the dark bedroom. He heard his wife crying near the window, and he sat up in bed. "Come to bed, darling," William said. "You'll catch a cold."
"It is colder for my son," answered Mary.
William did not know how to console his wife, and soon he fell asleep again. But then a shout from his wife woke him.
"The monkey's paw,"
Mary shouted.
"The monkey's paw, where is it?"
Mr. White became alarmed. "Why do you want the monkey's paw?" he asked. His wife ran towards him.
"I want it," she said quietly. "Where is it?"
"It's in the living room," he replied. "Why do you want it?" His wife laughed and kissed his cheek.
"Why didn't I think of it before?" she asked. "Why was I so stupid? There are two other wishes. You only made one."
"Yes, and wasn't that enough?" William asked furiously.
"No," she shouted. "Get the paw quickly and wish our boy alive again."
The man jumped from his bed.
"Good God, you're crazy," he shouted.
"Get it," Mary said. "Get it quickly and wish. Oh, my boy, my boy."
"Get back to bed," he said. "You're talking nonsense."
"Our first wish for £200 was granted," Mrs. White said. "Why not the second?"
"A horrible coincidence," whispered William.
"Go and get it and wish," Mary repeated.
Mr. White went down to the living room and took the paw in his hand. His face was pale and serious. He returned to the bedroom and noticed that his wife was excited and determined. He was afraid of her.
"Wish," she cried.
"No, Mary," he said. "I don't think we should do this."
"Wish," she repeated. "You must do it."
Mr. White raised his hand and said, "I wish my son alive again." The paw fell to the floor, and Mr. White trembled. He sat in a chair and watched his wife walk to the window and open the curtains. The candle created strange shadows on the ceiling and walls, and then the flame died. William was happy that the paw failed. He returned to bed. A few minutes later, Mary lay beside him, and they listened to the ticking of the clock. A stair creaked, and a mouse moved somewhere above them. The darkness felt heavy to them. Finally, Mr. White lit a candle and walked down the stairs. Suddenly, he heard a quiet knock on the door. He dropped the candle in fright. Then he heard another knock and ran upstairs to the bedroom.
"What was that?" asked Mary.
"A mouse," said William. "Go back to sleep." His wife sat up in bed. A loud knock resounded through the house.
"It's Herbert,"
she shouted. She ran to the bedroom door, but her husband caught her arm and held her tightly.
"What do you plan to do?" he asked.
"It's my boy," she cried. "Let me go. I must open the door to him."
"For God's sake, don't let it in," cried William, trembling.
"How can you be afraid of your own son?" she exclaimed. "Let me go. I'm coming, Herbert."
There was another knock and another. Mary escaped from William's arms and ran from the room. Her husband called after her as she ran downstairs. He heard the chain rattle and the bottom bolt move.
"The upper bolt,"
she shouted.
"Help me with it."
Mr. White was on his hands and knees, searching wildly for the monkey's paw. He hoped to find it, before the thing outside entered the house. Knocks resounded through the house, and he heard the sound of his wife trying to open the door. He heard the creaking of the bolt as it moved slowly back, and at the same moment he found the monkey's paw and whispered his third and last wish. The knocking stopped immediately, and he heard the door opening. A cold wind rushed up the staircase. Mrs. White shouted in misery, and Mr. White went downstairs to join her. The street lamp shone upon the quiet, empty road. There was nobody there.